If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. This is Frankie Boyer. And joining us today, our first guest is New York Times bestselling author Dr. Ivan Meisner, who's considered one of the world's leading experts on business networking. He is the founder of BNI, the largest business networking organization in the world, which last year alone facilitated 11. I almost stumbled on that number, $11 billion in referrals for their members. That's pretty extraordinary, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Welcome back. Always wonderful to have you with us.
Be back on. Thank you so much. 11.1 billion is what we helped our members get. So just so you know, Frankie, 11.1 billion is the same as the gross domestic product for the country of Liechtenstein.
Oh my gosh, that's extraordinary. Okay,
right,
so
it's
you
a small country, but still,
yeah,
how cool is
still,
it that a business
very cool
could generate that much? I mean,
that is so cool. Yes. Okay, so we all know that when a job gets posted,
the competition
is, it's already a done deal at that point. It's so hard to break through. So you have some wonderful ways, six ways to find and land a hidden job.
I do. And then I got a couple of suggestions if we have time.
Once
you have that interview, what to do. So here's something that I think a lot of people don't understand, is that over 80% of all jobs are found through networking. And that was according to a recent study published on LinkedIn, that 80% of jobs are found from networking. So by the time it's posted, chances are pretty good you're not going to get that, because the interviews are the first people who get those interviews are the people who got it through networking. So here are six things if you want to be one of those people. And this is the summer, you know, people are out of school, their kids are out of school, they want to get into the workforce. So this is perfect timing. If you have a business and you know someone, or you have a child who's looking for work, here's what you want to do. First, they have to get their mindset right.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. Mindset
is not
key.
Referable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've all met people that were desperate for business, desperate for a job, and it just oozes from their pores.
Yes.
And they're not going to get referred.
No.
So take a deep breath. You know, focus on the relationships that you have. Do the things that you need to do. Don't get desperate. Second, and this is probably one of the most critical for this day and age, image check your social media, because potential employers will. And you won't want to
say
make
that again.
Your network look bad.
Say that again.
Well, you want to image check your social media, because potential employers
image check your social media, because I actually have heard of a couple of people who've lost jobs because of inappropriate things online that were not taken off or cleaned up.
Let me add to the list. There have been multiple people who I did not hire because of what I saw on their social media.
Sure.
You know, I remember looking up one person who I thought, okay, this is impossible. And I look at his Facebook page, and oh my goodness, it was like the F-bomb was on every other posting. And I'm thinking, this is not the kind of person I won in my office. And somebody else who went on to tirades, political tirades and social tirades, it's like, wow, that's just not the kind of water cooler conversation that I'm looking forward to in my staff. And I passed. It was one of the key variables.
Yeah, so, I can see that. Okay. That's really important. Mindset number one, get your right mindset, because you're right. Desperation leads to the big red flag. Stay away from me.
It really does. It does. Yeah. And we've also, especially if we've hired people, we've seen it. And it doesn't serve you to be desperate.
Right.
Third.
Okay, so we're going to check our image on social media. The third, start with current relationships, you say.
That's right. You want to reach out to friends, family, business contacts, in person or even LinkedIn, but don't just, smatter everybody with a request. Go to those people first.
Before you go any further, talk to me about LinkedIn. Is it something that every single person that wants to network should be on?
Yeah, I believe so. And it's really interesting that, the founder of the world's largest face-to-face networking organization says, go join LinkedIn. But it, to me, it's not either or, it's both and. If you really want to be out there and connected, LinkedIn is the business place to do it. Facebook is the social place, but LinkedIn is the business place.
So LinkedIn is the most important. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think so. Right. Especially in the professional fields. You want to have a LinkedIn profile, and you want it to be obviously professional. And get testimonials, get endorsements. I know companies now that don't even get a printed resume. They just
go on LinkedIn.
They just go
perfect.
On LinkedIn.
It's that powerful and important. Okay, that's a great tip, by the way, everyone, if you're taking notes. Okay,
so,
number four.
And you want to ask if they can check for any upcoming openings and keep you in mind in the places they work or with the friends they have. Because we're out there working, and we know when there's an opening.
Absolutely. This works because I got a text from a woman who said, hey, I just have a friend living in your building. Just found out he just moved into your building. Do you know of any parking spaces? And because there are none right now listed on the bulletin board near the mailbox. And I said, let me ask around in the building. And sure enough, I found a parking space for him that's going to begin in September. That space would never have been available because the minute it's posted, it's already gone.
And that's where those personal contacts make all the difference in the world. And it's hard for people to understand because it's not as tangible as I'm going to print something and put it in the newspaper or print something and put it online. Or it's not as tangible, but it's more powerful.
All right, inventory your other connections.
Yeah, so here's where you want to take a look at all your connections, not just the close relationships. I mean, Facebook has redefined what a friend is. When you can have 5,000 friends, there's a problem. So they're not all friends. We all know that. They're not all really friends. So here's where it's okay now. You've gone through your true friends. Look at everyone else, all the contacts. I would call them more a contact than a friend. And then start reaching out to those people. Reach out to neighbors that maybe you don't know really well, particularly with employment. There's an article that came out many years ago called The Strength of Weak Ties, and it talks about the power of networks, but it's specifically related to job searches. The whole theory of The Strength of Weak Ties applies to job searches, and it says that oftentimes weak ties are very powerful on a job search, more so than, hey, I'm looking for a new client. And when you refer somebody to the client, they're a little more hesitant. But for a job, hey, I don't know the person, but here's their name and number. I know they're looking. Here's their company. Here's a company I know they're looking. And you put people together. So inventory other connections, because weak connections can actually be great for job hunting. Okay?
Okay. The next one.
Then you got to determine where you stand with all of these contacts. Is it an active relationship, a passive relationship, or a dormant relationship? Because if it's an active relationship, you can just pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, Frankie, could you help me out on something? You know, we've known each other a long time. Would you mind just, do you know somebody that could help me with this? And you might not mind if you know me well enough, if it's an active relationship. Passive, you know, I wouldn't open up with, hey, Frankie, I need a favor. You know what I mean?
I would
reconnect, go out for coffee, have a couple of conversations. And if it's dormant, don't even think about asking for something right away.
And we're almost out of time. The last one.
Yeah, the last one. Visit organizations in the industry you want.
Perfect.
So either drop in on companies or go to associations where those organizations are. It's amazing how you can find job opportunities there.
I love that last one. That's so critical. That's a real critical visiting the organizations in the industry you want, because if you can network right there, you're right there at the right time.
Right. That's exactly it. So do you have 10 seconds I can give you?
I do.
One follow-up? Okay, so let's say you have an opportunity, you get in the door, you're actually doing an interview. I'm telling you, this is worth its weight in gold. Offer to do a working interview.
Oh, love it. Yep.
Yeah, a working interview is where, hey, I'll work all day. I'll show you what I'm capable of. And if you like me, then consider hiring me. I just recommended that to my daughter a month ago. She got the job.
Wonderful.
Nobody had ever heard of that.
This is why we love you. And will you come back sometime and talk about your own personal story of the backstory of how you survived cancer and what you and your lovely wife have done?
I would love to do that. I appreciate
it. Yeah, we'll have you back for that story, because it's amazing. Absolutely phenomenal story. Men with prostate cancer, Ivan is an example of how you can thrive and survive. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes, that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, and check out FrankieBoyer.com. And like me on Facebook. We're now finally have someone to help with the Facebook stuff. So the Frankie Boyer Show on Facebook. Okay, joining us now, you know, this is it. We live in a time of more physical freedom than ever before in history. And yet so many of us are limited by our lack of inner freedom. You know, it's a very wonderful topic. And joining us is Alana Chapman. She's a best-selling author, mentor, speaker, and her new book is out. It's called The Prison Effect. And Alana, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Frankie. I am so happy to be here.
So tell us, what do you mean by the prison effect?
The prison effect is when we feel that we're just not excited about life. We kind of are just going through the routine of things. We don't feel alive. We start each day just like, okay, it's just another day. We're not fully present in what's going on in our day. Lots of us are worried about the future or feeling about the past, and we're getting into that anxiety mode. And you know,
Alana, that anxiety mode is very real for many people because it's very hard to focus on the present when you have bills and you have deadlines and you have a crisis. And I always say to my friend, I have a very dear friend on the West Coast, and we talk every day, and we talk about being firemen. You know, we're constantly putting out the fires in our day.
Yes, I know. I know. I realize that. But when we're doing this, and when we're constantly putting out these fires in our day, and I do that too, but there's two ways to do it, because stress, number one, is man-made. The stress is not something that we were just given. We've created stress. So how do we want to manage putting out these fires? Do we want to do it calmly, or do we want to do it like we're on fire? Do you see the difference? And we get ourselves all boiled up. And I catch myself. I can get caught up in that. I'm human. But I always stop and take a really good breath and say, okay, listen, I can do this two ways. Which way do I want to do it? Do I want to handle this just going all crazy? Or it will get done. It'll always get done, but how do I want to get it done? And it stops you from that just filling your whole body with fight or flight syndrome hormones, which isn't good for you. It is not good for you. It's putting your body in that constant high alert mode, which ruins your organs, raises your white blood cells, raises your heart rate, and starts the anxiety. That's what starts the anxiety. So
right.
You've got to have a choice. You've got to take, you've got to breathe, you've got to pause, I like to call it, and just say, how do I want to proceed? And it does change things, but it takes you doing it.
So let's talk about you for just a moment. Tell
Me?
Us. Yes, yes. How did you find the path that you're on today?
Because I was in my own self-made prison. I was at a point in my life where I was not happy at all.
Mm-hmm.
And very unhappy. And I was finding it was changing me. I'll tell you some of the signs because people might see this in their life. I would drop the boys off at school. I have three boys. And I would stay and I would talk to some of the other mothers. And all we would do is complain. So you're starting off your morning and you're just complaining about this and complaining about that.
Yeah.
And then you get in the car and you're complaining about the light being red too long. And then you go home and it's just more chores. Or you go to work and you've got work. And everybody is in this mode of just not being happy being there. I wasn't feeding my mind at all. I was finding that the world was just not fun. I was going also through kind of an identity crisis because I was in a marriage and I had worked on a career for a long time and was asked to give it all up. And that didn't help my complaining. But when I actually decided to be happy, I was amazed. It was a firm decision. I mean, I told it to the universe. I just said, and to God, I said, I want to be happy. And so I started seeing the opportunities to come in. Teachers suddenly appeared on my emails. Books, how to be happy, were appearing in my life. I was like, this is just crazy. But I took all of them, and I learned how to create that happiness inside myself. Life has changed tremendously. I mean, tremendously. I feel I'm happy each day. I see the beauty each day. I'm going for my dream. And then I taught through the court system in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I'm from, and I saw that everybody who came to my class, or our class, I saw everyone, doctors, lawyers, multimillionaires, gangs, farmers, manufacturers, it didn't matter. I saw them all better their life, and I thought, okay, it's time to bring this to the world. And that's why I'm writing my book.
I love it. I love what you're saying, because we really do need a book to help us. You know, there are many people that are not happy, and they're going through the gestures, and they don't think they have a choice. They don't think they have a choice. They don't think that they can stop and say, I choose happiness today.
Yes. And I'm telling you right here and now, it starts with that decision. But you have to see that you're able to do it. The one thing in the book that's really cool that I think people find and can use, because sometimes it's hard to figure out, why am I in this mess? In the very first chapter, there's a personal control blueprint. And if people will open up the book and just look, and they can finger point, just put their finger on where it is that they are stuck. And then they'll see. And when they gain that awareness, now they have the choice.
So figuring out where the stuck point is for you in your life is really critical.
It is critical because you don't know. You don't know. And if you don't know, how can you cure? You know, how can you change it?
Oh,
so it's that wonderful.
Alana,
place.
Your energy is so inspiring. It's wonderful. And we're out of time. So give us the best website. And how can people find out more about you and all the work you're doing, please?
Well, if people would like to go, first, I have a landing page, theprisoneffect.com, which is the name of the book, theprisoneffect.com.
And I'll tell
you what. Yeah, and that one, I'm telling you right now, I'm offering wonderful gifts for every book you buy.
Oh, good. Okay.
And ElenaChapmanLife.com is my website, and I'd love to hear from people.
Oh, we'd love to have you back. This is so wonderful, the work you're doing. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I'm
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Joining us today is Professor Stephen Hinshaw, and he's professor of psychology at UC Berkeley, vice chair of psychology at UC San Francisco. He's the author of 10 books, and it is, you've seen him on the Today Show and CBS Evening and News, CBS Evening News and ABC World News Tonight and CNN and NPR and you name it. He's been out there talking about mental illness. His new book is a deeply personal memoir, and it is so important that we listen to Professor Stephen Hinshaw. The book is called Another Kind of Madness, A Journey Through the Stigma and Hope of Mental Illness. And Professor, welcome to the program.
Dion, thanks so much.
So families are constantly riddled with untold secrets. But your secret was amazing. So you had a father who was present when he was with you and then would mysteriously take off. And you were never told why he suddenly left?
So this was back in Columbus, Ohio, the Midwest. It's hard to think of a more idyllic childhood for
yeah.
my little sister and me. We went to Ohio State football games. Dad was a philosopher. When he was a grad student at Princeton, he'd studied with Bertrand Russell and Albert Einstein. What
oh my
could
gosh.
Have been better, except
yeah.
periodically for 3 months or 6 months, or at one point when I was in third grade, a full year at a time, it was as though some alien abductors came in the middle of the night, whisked Dad away, nothing was said, couldn't ask Mom about it. Months later, my sister and I'd be sitting at the breakfast table, kitchen table, and Dad would somehow have returned without warning and would be cooking scrambled eggs.
He left without warning, and he would come back without warning.
That's exactly right. So what we did not know until I turned 18, came back from the East Coast from my first spring break from college, Dad sat me down in his study at home and said, "Son, perhaps you should learn some details of my life," one of which was that his main doctors, psychiatrists, when Sally and I, my sister and I, were little, had said, if your children ever know the real reason for your disappearances, that you have what they thought was then schizophrenia, episodes of utter madness, being shipped off to really snake pits, not mental hospitals, but they were called mental hospitals. But they
oh,
were
my
ready.
Gosh.
If,
your
if
poor
we ever
father,
learned
what he
the
went
reality,
through.
We'd be permanently destroyed. So my mother and father were forbidden from ever
so
talking
the,
about what happened.
So what was the year that doctors told your father not to say anything to the kids?
I think
what
this was
that
about
year?
1955. I was
1955.
Three going on four. My sister was two going on three. Dad said, what do I tell my precious little children as they
right.
get a little bit older? About? And the doctors were absolutely clear. If they ever learn the real reason, they'll be permanently destroyed. You and your wife are forbidden from ever talking about it.
That is so.
So as I say at one point in the book, would an oncologist tell a parent?
No,
don't
no, an oncologist would never say that. No, of course not. But
right.
we're talking about, you know, we've had so many brilliant psychologists on the program who have said the problem with psychiatry is that when you have a broken arm, you go to an orthopedic doctor and he sets the arm and you get a cast and you get healed. They can see what's going on with an x-ray. Without that diagnosis, they couldn't possibly, you know, how could they? It's like being in the dark. So unfortunately, the field of psychiatry, we're not savvy enough to see what's going on in the brain, although there are some new, wonderful, extraordinary tests and things that are happening, but we're still light years away. And so We just have behavior to go on, and it's a scary world that we're in.
Well, the neuroscience is fast improving.
It is.
When I was a graduate student some decades back, we didn't have MRI or fMRI or newer techniques for really localizing
or PET scans or any of that.
You might hear or where serious depressions occur,
yeah.
Not just in one region of the brain, but in many pathways. We still don't have the definitive brain scan or blood test.
But
it's
professor,
not as objective of medicine.
No,
but it's getting there, right?
But professor, we still have the stigmas, and I don't care how much we talk about the story. There is still the stigma of mental illness. There are still people that are embarrassed and ashamed, and families that do not understand.
Well, you're exactly right. And let's not forget that in the 30s and 40s and even early 50s in our country, if your relative died of cancer, you'd never put that in the obituary.
Never.
Because cancer was mysterious. It was
never.
You probably brought it by your weak personal will, and now it's a cause. The NFL behemoths wear pink knee socks two Sundays every fall. Mental health is still not the cause it should be. The catch is, the paradox is, that the treatments we now have for most mental health conditions, PTSD, depression, bipolar disorder, ADHD, are as effective overall, if not more, than most treatments you go see your doctor for a physical illness. But people are ashamed to admit, as you just pointed out, that there's no parity in terms of mental health with respect to physical health coverage. We're still in the dark ages. We know a lot more as a society about the symptoms of mental illness, but our attitudes are, if anything, almost worse than back in the silent 1950s, during my childhood. We've got a long way to go.
We have a long way to go, a very long way to go. Your book, though, is hopefully another kind of madness, is going to give people an inside look. When your father finally sat down and told you about his mental illness, what was your reaction as a young man at that time?
That was the defining moment of my life. I had just turned 18. Back in the spring of 71, back in Columbus for a few days, spring break, I'll be fine. I'll get back to Harvard and resume my studies. No idea that Dad would pull me in a study, start to talk about hearing voices. Back in 1936, when he was 16, he thought he was saving the world from the oncoming Nazi and fascist threat. He thought he had developed wings and could fly. He jumped from the roof of his Southern California home in an attempt to save the free world. So I learned this, and A, I was shocked, but B, it had to make sense because I'd realized for some time that it must have been something pretty extraordinary to have generated all that silence and shame for all of those years. So two big reactions. Number one, I had a mission now. I'm going to change my major to psychology, study mental health in kids and adolescents, prevent what happened to my dad. But at the same time, number two, I was pretty sure that I would be next, just like Dad, and develop schizophrenia and end up in mental hospital until I learned to open up with a therapist and talking to close friends. Some years later, I lived in terror because I didn't share what Dad was telling me with anybody else. I had internalized the silence and shame. How could I become a psychologist with a family history of mental illness like that?
Right.
Silence breeds silence. That's the
silence
problem.
Does breed silence. Absolutely. So anyone listening today that has to live with the stigma, what do you share with them?
So let's just first do a round number. How many families in our country, forget the rest of the world, just in the U.S., are dealing with themselves or family member with serious mental illness? 90 to 95 million. This isn't rare. Depression, PTSD, autism spectrum disorder, schizophrenia, I could go on. These are not rare. Most families are dealing with this. Number two, find words to talk to your kids about it if you're a parent. Now, this doesn't mean that a kid gets exposed, if the police have to come, if there's very irrational behavior, mm-hmm. you don't mm-hmm. want to traumatize kids. But if a kid knows something isn't right in a family, but nobody's talking about
right.
it, what does a kid tend to do? It must be my fault. You internalize it.
That's
better
right, you internalize
that
it.
It's your fault than that the world is just a cruel, random
oh,
place.
Oh, I wish we had more time. We're out of time, Professor Stephen Hinshaw, Another Kind of Madness, A Journey Through the Stigma and Hope of Mental Illness. And what's the best website?
So go to Amazon.com, Another Kind of Madness. Go to my author site, Stephen, that's with a PH, StephenHinshawAuthor.com. And I hope this inspires many families to end the silence.
Wonderful. All right. Perfect. I hope so, too. And please come back anytime. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help.
That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and very excited to have with us today Rhoda Arm Johnson. Her new book is out, and it is Inside Maharishi's Ashram, and it's a personal account of how one woman's spiritual journey, her experiences of being close to and working with the Indian guru Maharishi, and he is the father, of course, of transcendental meditation. And what a pleasure. Welcome to the program, Rhoda.
Thanks, Frankie. Good to be here.
So what a life. What a life. I was on your website, and we have to give the website. Give out the website, please.
It's rhodathewriter.com/memoirs.
Okay.
rhodathewriter.com/memoirs. That'll take you to the page about this book.
So what a life you have had. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in the inner sanctums of the Maharishi and the traveling you did and staying at Mike Love's from the Beach Boy. I mean, it's really amazing life you've had.
It was a wonderfully exciting life, and my readers tell me it's fun to read about that. It's a page turner. My husband is a scientist, and he did some of the very first research on transcendental meditation, showing that it relieves stress, makes a person healthier, happier, more fulfilled.
Yes.
And so our little family, we had two little children, we were drawn into the movement because he was very useful in creating new laboratories, in collecting and directing research. And so we wound up in the sort of inner circle behind the scenes, seeing how this great man, and I have to say, Maharishi is one of the greatest figures of the 20th century. How he worked, how he guided people, how he developed and founded universities, how he encouraged scientists to do research of all sorts, from physics to physiology, on meditation.
Yeah.
Because he knew
it
was fabulous, but we had to prove it to the Western world.
And so boy, did you ever prove it to the Western world? And it was... such an important movement, and it did begin with the Beatles, and it did begin with very famous people, and continues to attract the Oprahs and of course David Lynch and the foundation and the work that he's doing and all of that. So it's an incredible movement, and it has given so much hope for people. And I want to talk a little bit about TM. If people are listening to this and saying, boy, I haven't heard about this in a long time, just give a quick 101 about it, please.
Okay, so TM is a mental technique. It's not a religion. It's not a philosophy. It's a mental technique. You have to learn from a teacher, a trained teacher, because the whole technique is based on your profile and your responses to the instructions. So an instruction is given, how do you respond? The teacher asks you and then knows what to do next. So if you want to find a teacher and go to an introductory lecture and hear more about it, you can call 888-LEARN-TM, 888-LEARN-TM,
Perfect.
And they'll hook you up with someone.
Wonderful. Okay. Glad we got that out of the way. So you traveled, all over this world. You just picked up and traveled, and whatever Maharishi asked of you, you guys just did it and had joy in your hearts from doing it.
Well, it was if Maharishi was asking you to do something. You
oh my gosh!
Good,
are you kidding?
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
You know,
of course. Yes.
So,
yes.
So you just jumped too, packed the suitcase, and got on the plane. So we were the first, my husband and I were among the very first people to teach transcendental meditation behind the Iron Curtain. We went for earthquake relief.
Wow.
There was a big, big earthquake in Armenia, which is now an independent republic. But at the time, it was part of the Soviet Union. That was in 1990. And those people were really, really suffering. And we felt we could bring them a relief from that suffering. And we got visas. We got permission from the Soviet government to go. And we taught thousands of people for free to help them with their stress. And it did.
Wow. If you could just say four or five places in the world that you just are still in awe of, where would they be?
Still in awe of? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well, right now, the places that I am in awe of are in South America, because the TM movement there is getting TM into the schools, the military, all aspects of the environment. And for example, Santos, who recently got a Nobel Prize for promoting peace in Colombia, it was because he put TM in the schools and created a harmonious atmosphere and background against which that peace could be negotiated. So this is the most amazing thing that's happening in the world right now, I think. And the other thing is our own U.S. The David Lynch Foundation is bringing TM to at-risk populations, the homeless, the abused, the PTSD people from military, but also from everyday life trauma that people suffer. And they're finding incredible relief. And you can see these stories if you go to his website, David Lynch Foundation. Check it out.
Yes.
And you'll hear these people talking, as you know, Frankie, themselves about how they were rescued from a lifetime of stress by this simple technique and found some inner joy.
This technique has changed so many lives. And we are out of time. Oh, my gosh. Okay, give us your website, and please come back again, because we want to hear more stories about the movement and about your involvement with your family. So give us the website, and we can pick up the book and love this book, because it is a page-turner. Go ahead and give out the website, please.
Website is Rhoda, R-H-O-D-A. That's my name. RhodaTheWriter.com/memoirs.
Or Rhoda, thank you so much. Or Amazon, wherever books are sold. Thank you so much. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.